Blog Talk Radio.
To you. We're talking about the Bible throughout the world, what's going on.
I want to say to you that we feel that we must come together as people to make things happen. Don't forget, I'm concerned about your kids and your family. I'm concerned about you being blessed. I'm concerned about doors opening up for you. Yes, I want you to know that we can change what's going on in Chicago, Detroit, California, what's going on over the world. Bishop Turner, I want you to know that. I'm glad you're going to come to you and let you know that I'm concerned about your family, the problems, what's going on in your life. I'm concerned about you. If you'll call me and I call you, we'll begin to communicate your story. Wherever you might be, with God, all things are possible. Don't forget, give me a call. Don't forget, I will pray with you and for you. And whatever you need, God can grant you your needs. And I want you to know, we must begin to network and work together to make things happen for your home, my home, your village, your business. I want to let you know, your business stopped the flow. And tell you that the things that are going on can work out for you right now. I'm glad to come to you. I want to say this to you today, or wherever all is. All is well. And I want to say it again. All is well for you. The new job. And the things that you're trying to do. I'm trying to let you know that God got your back. This is Bishop Turner. I want you to know that whatever you're going through, if you're trying to retire, or you're trying to get a new job, or just trying to work on your health, I want to be with you every step of the way. Your miracle is on its way. Your blessing is on its way. I want to take this time to say, your blessing is a moment away. I want to take this time to say that you can get what you want. You can have what you want. I want to say that to you, and I want you to know, evening, night, day, east, west, this is Bishop Turner, and I want to come to you. We're talking about the violence throughout the world, what's going on. And I want to say to you that we feel that we must come together as people to make things happen. Don't forget, I'm concerned about your children, your family. I'm concerned about you being blessed. I'm concerned about doors opening up for you. Yes, I want you to know that we can change what's going on in Chicago, Detroit, California, what's going on over the world. This is Bishop Turner, I want you to know that. And I'm glad just want to come to you and let you know that I'm concerned about your family's problems that's going on in your life. I'm concerned about you. If you'll call me and I call you, we begin to communicate real poor. Wherever you might be, with God, all things are possible. Don't forget, give me a call. Don't forget, I will pray with you and for you. And whatever you need, God can grant you your needs. And I want you to know, you must begin to network and work together to make things happen for your home, my home, your business, your business. I want to let you know your business off the floor and tell you that the things that are going on can work out for you right now. I'm glad to come to you. I want to say this to you today, or wherever all is. All is well. And I want to say it again. All is well for you. The new job and the things that you're trying to do. I'm trying to let you know that God got your back. This is Bishop Turner. I want you to know that whatever you're going through, if you're trying to retire, or you're trying to get a new job, or just trying to work on your health, I want to be with you every step of the way. Your miracle is on its way. Your blessing is on its way. I want to take this time and say, your blessing is a moment away. I want to take this time to say that you can get what you want. You can have what you want. I want to say that to you, and I want you to know, evening, night, day, east, west, north, and south, I'm going to pray for you. It don't get too dark. It don't get too rainy. It don't too much snow. Winter, I'm going to pray that your blessing come through. Let me say it again. I'm going to pray that your blessing come through right now. I want you to go knowing, sowing, and flowing in the right direction. Direction that you can be successful in the $1 trillion flow. You can be a part of the $1 million club right here on Block Talk Radio, where I'm on 5 days a week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. I'm on now. You can get me Mondays at 10 to 11. We're talking about Martin Luther King movement. Tuesdays, crossing over with our ancestors. We're talking about things that have lost, you have found, and subjects that will be coming up. And then and on Wednesday, we go deep in the Bible. We talk about Bible class. We talk about the 66 books of the Bible, and we want you to go knowing and sowing with them. And on Thursday, we talk about metaphysics of the Bible, body, mind, soul, and spirit. And Friday, or payday, $1 trillion flow, more money. We talk about the issues of the world, the money issues, the mental issues, what's going on all over the world. We talked about that. I want to thank Brother Calvin, my engineer. I want to thank all the ministers that have been working with us, going to back. Well, don't forget, it's very important, Sunday morning from 11 to 12, I'm preaching the word of God. I'm prophesying the word of God. I'm talking about right now your blessing, your miracle, your healing. And every Sunday morning from 11 to 12, you ought to be there in the internet with me. Get a cup of coffee, get some tea, and sit back. Tell your husband, tell your wife, and we're going to listen to Bishop Sunday morning from 11 to 12. And I want you to know all is well. This is your bishop. I'm your computer bishop. You can download me. You can get me 24/7. And then you can see me on live screen. I'm screaming. And then after that, you can go to YouTube. We're talking about crossing over the ancestors. We're talking about things losing planes. And we're talking about some of the storms, the floods, the snow. We're talking about all of that on YouTube. Now, I just want you to call a friend, call a neighbor to listen to Bishop. Call somebody to Bishop. And I might have a word for you this morning. This evening, God might give me, sometimes God calls your name. When God calls your name, I tell you what's going on. So he calls your name. When he calls your name, I see he give me your address. Sometimes he give me the city that you're in. Sometimes he give me what's going to happen to you. I do divine prophecy, and divine come from God. Now, and as I give messages right now, even in this promo, I'm seeing somebody being healed in their side, and I want to speak to that healing in your side. I want to speak to somebody been having a regular heartbeat. I claim the healing right now. I ain't talking about now. And somebody been having burning in their eye, you're healing right now. Somebody been having burning up in their stomach. Looks like their stomach is boiling. I speak healing to that stomach right now. I speak healing to that hearing situation right now. I speak peace in that family where they've been arguing and fussing. I speak peace right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I speak it. It is done. Don't forget, Sunday morning, Saturday night, Sunday morning, come and be blessed from 11 to 12. God, if you meet me and I meet you, God got a word for you. And this word is, whatever he got for you, I'm going to tell you. God bless you. I want you to go know and so on.
Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
From this
Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, please don't do it without me. Don't do it without me. You gotta tell it for yourself. Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, please. Without me. Come on, help me say it.
is the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
From this time forth and forevermore, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised.
Amen.
The Lord is high above all nations, and his glory above the heavens. Who is likened unto the Lord, our God, who dwelleth on high, who humbleth himself to behold the things that are in heaven and in earth? He praises, he raises up the poor out of the dust, and lifts the needy out of the dunghill, that he may set him with princes, even with the princes of his people. He maketh the barren woman to keep house.
Yes.
And to be joyful mother of children. Praise ye the Lord.
Praise ye the Lord. This morning I want to say this.
Yes.
He said that he will bring you out of the dunghill.
Yes.
Out of your mess and set you in a place.
Yes.
And I want to tell you that right now that God is uplifting us in the spite of the storms and the flood.
Yes.
God is getting ready to carry us to another level.
Yes.
Whatever you're going through, go through it this morning.
Yes.
Because God is a healer.
Yes.
And a deliverer.
Thank you, Lord.
And David said that he lifted me up because he over everything.
Yes.
He looked down and picked you up where you can't get up.
Yes, Lord.
The doctor said you can't get well, but God said different. He said, I control the universe.
Yes.
And if God controls the universe today, and I want you to know that he will lift you up and carry you to a safe place.
Yes.
He will carry you to a place of rest.
Yes, Lord.
Where you won't have to deal with the day-to-day operation.
Thank you, Lord.
You won't have to deal with ups and downs because he said that I am God of Abraham and the God of Jacob.
Yes.
And I want you to know whatever you might be going through,
yes,
get ready for a miracle breakthrough.
Yes.
Get ready for right now where you sit. Your present state going to change in 2014, 2015, 2016. Get ready for a breakthrough.
Yes.
Get ready to name your healing.
Yeah.
Get ready to name your deliverer, Jesus.
You,
get ready to say, all is well.
Yeah.
I need somebody to say to me, Bishop, all is well. As I go through things, I can see things are working for you because you know that God set high and look low.
Yeah.
And he's bringing you up out the dunghill of dust and mess. He bring you out of all this confusion, witchcraft, sickness, and all the things that's going on around the world.
Yeah.
So God is about to lift you up this morning. It reminds me of the prodigal son as he went out and rotten living and spent all his money.
Yes.
He come to himself.
Yes, Lord.
Found himself in a hog pen.
Yes.
And looked around and said, wait a minute. I come to myself.
Thank you, Lord.
Because I know I don't supposed to be in this condition. I want to tell you, you don't supposed to be in the condition you're in.
Yes.
When you come to yourself,
thank you,
you're going to raise up and say, enough is enough.
Yes.
Oh, y'all ain't going to pray with me. But as we go on today, he looked around and said, I'm in the hog pen with the hogs.
Yes.
Let me paraphrase a little bit for you. You are there hungry. You're there, ain't got no job. You're there where all kind of rotten living is going on and you stepping in.
Thank you, Lord.
I want you to come to your senses this evening. I want you to come to your senses this morning.
Yes.
I want you to come to your senses. I need to get up and get out and go to the Creator
yes.
who made me.
Yes. Thank you.
I'm talking about Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end.
Yeah.
And when this young man came to himself, he dusted himself off and pulled what little rags he had up. So I'm going home.
Yeah.
I'm going home.
Thank you, Lord.
To my father.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm going back.
Yeah.
To where Jesus. I'm going back to where food.
Yeah.
I'm going back where I can be healed. I'm going back where I can come off of dope, alcohol, and drugs. I'm going back where I got a peace of mind. Somebody, young man, you need to come back.
Yes,
young
yes.
woman, you need to come back.
Yes.
Somebody need to come
yes.
back to Jesus.
Yes.
You've been in the whole pen
yes.
too long. You've been down too long. You've been suffering too long. You ought to come on back. As I'm coming back to Jesus, I can imagine in my eye, the young man got ready. And he began to walk down that long corridor and look at, you know, way made down south. They got big homes. And you can see for miles when you get on the property. When the young man got on his father's property, he felt a little bit better because he was aching. He was with pain. And cancer set in. Sickness set in because he was too long in the hog pen. He was too long suffering. But when you make your mind up that you're going to reduce cancer, TB, tuberculosis, cataract, and tumor, this man comes, this young man says, I'm coming to myself. As he began to walk, if you ain't going to pray with me, but if you walk down with me, as he began to walk on the property, when he get ready to walk on the estate, he began to feel a little better.
Yeah.
Look like he holds his head up and say, look,
yeah.
I'm on my father's property.
Well,
I'm on the land that I own.
Yeah.
Oh, y'all ain't going to pray with me.
Thank you, Jesus.
Woo.
Glory. Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
God is just good. We're going to have Brother Faden to pray for you.
Yes, Lord.
As he prayed this morning.
Well, Father, we come once again, oh God, looking and have mercy upon us.
Yes.
Oh God, before I go any further in this prayer.
Yes.
Oh God, I may have spoke wrong, may have talked wrong, may have sinned and come short.
Yes.
But I ask you to forgive me and love my soul freely.
Yes.
Yes.
Lord, let this prayer be the one that reaches you. Let it be the one that you listen to.
Yes.
Because, God, this world is in a bad shape.
Yes.
The people on God's contrary don't want to do right. Don't want to treat each other right.
Yes.
Oh, have mercy this evening. God, we can see somebody hungry. We won't even stop and give them no bread. And that ain't the way that you set this world to be. You said, love ye one another.
Yes.
Like we are here. Love you. We done come short this morning. Nah, but I know you're able, nah, and I believe that you will. Nah,
yeah.
See bottles down here. Nah, we are strangers a long way from home.
Yes.
Friends are few. But enemies all around. Nah, but oh God, this morning, nah, I know you're able.
Yes.
And I believe that you will. Nah, see us through this evening. Nah,
yes.
Oh
yes.
God, nah, have mercy this evening.
Yes.
Nah, every soul, Jesus. Nah, we need you one for one.
Need you.
Lord Jesus, not
yes.
somebody's daughter is in on the comb. Not somebody
right.
is on the
hallelujah.
Oh Lord, you see that? I know you're able. Nah. Good God Almighty. Nah.
Yeah.
Now, Jesus, my rock. Nah. My where is land? Nah. My bread? Nah. In a starving land? Nah.
Yeah.
My water? Nah. In dry places? Nah.
Yeah.
I love to call you. Nah. Your name do something for me. It satisfy my soul. Nah.
Yeah.
Be thoroughly
yeah.
seen. Nah. But now, Lord.
Now, Lord.
I got to come off this battlefield.
Yeah,
can't
yeah.
play the world no more. You'll see me somewhere in the kingdom. Well, I can give you 90 bread. I'm sorry.
God bless you
thank
today,
you.
Wherever you're at.
Thank you.
And we thank you, Deacon Payton.
Yes.
And we thank you, Mother Payton, right here in Chicago.
Thank you, Lord.
And I want to let you know, 2014 is a winning year.
Yes,
2015,
Lord.
You're going to be around.
Thank you, Lord.
I want you to know 2016, God got you back.
Yes.
But I want you to get ready for your next walk with God.
Yes, Lord.
I want you to get ready for God to open up the door for you.
Yes. Yes.
I want you to get ready, young lady, to say that for God I live,
oh, thank
for God
you.
I die.
Thank you.
Whatever you've been going through, I want you to know
yes,
that you had hassles up and down.
Yeah.
Back and forth to the hospital in 2013.
Yes.
But God told me to tell you, wherever you might be,
thank you.
He's going to mash your blessing.
Thank you.
Get ready for the trillion flow.
Yes.
Get ready for God to walk with you and talk with you and show you a better way.
Yeah.
I want to tell you, you don't need the alcohol.
Thank
you. You don't need the drugs.
Thank you.
You don't need nobody but Jesus. If I and I'll be lifted up from the glory.
Yeah.
I want you to know.
Thank you, Lord.
If you just lift the name of Jesus up.
Thank you.
Things will be all right.
Amen.
I'm praying.
Amen.
Right now for overflow for you.
Amen.
All the stuff that the devil stole,
well,
I'm praying that it's going to be restored.
Yes, sir.
Matthew 6, 30 says, seek first the kingdom of God,
well,
and all his righteousness.
Yes.
I want you to seek God, because in 1913,
yes,
in 2014,
yes,
all the stuff that the devil stole, your marriage,
yes,
your job, your sickness,
yes,
God's going to restore it in 2014.
Thank
get
you.
Ready for overflow blessing.
Thank you, Jesus.
Get ready for it to come.
Thank you.
All the stuff
thank
that
you
stole, God's going to restore your job,
thank
your
you
health.
Thank you.
God's going to do it right now.
Right now.
In the mighty name of
Jesus.
Call it down.
Yes,
in
sir
the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Yes, Jesus.
I call it to right now.
Right now.
You,
yes,
you, your blessing,
thank you,
your miracle,
thank
is
you
on his way.
Thank
Lord,
you.
Hallelujah. I see it coming.
Thank
it's
you
right there.
Right now.
Grab a hope to
thank you.
Thank
you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
at
you
home, in the hospital,
thank you,
walking
Jesus
down the highway.
Thank you, Jesus.
God's faithful, giving everything that the devil stole.
Yes.
Devil,
thank
have
you
loose my
thank you. Thank
have
you
loose my blues.
Thank
in
you
the name of the Father.
Yes.
The Son and the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name.
Amen, amen.
All it done.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Yes,
amen.
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Thank
glory.
You, Lord.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Woo.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. God said that cancer's gone.
Thank you, Jesus.
I cancel out.
Woo.
That high blood, that high condition, I cancel out.
Woo. Thank you, Jesus.
All that roasting at the liver, I cancel out
thank
right
you
now. Those cataracts, I cancel out.
Thank you.
In the name of Jesus,
and you
heal. In the name of Jesus, you are delivered.
Yes.
In
yes
the name of Jesus, right now, you are saved.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
you. Thank you.
can't sleep because a swollen prostate is forcing you to pee several times a night, try this simple 7-second ritual for an empty bladder.
Gloria, come up to the microphone if she's there. Tina, come to the microphone. Dolores Washington. I need a son-in-law. Reuben Lightfoot. Reverend Whitman. Barrett Sister. Y'all get in your section. Alto together. All right, y'all get some sections. Y'all know you just like the choir. Tenors get in the middle. All y'all say great tonight, okay? In the early 40s and 50s, a group of singers blazed a trail across this country. And in the group was a young boy named Narcella Smith, Dolores Barrett, Bessie Oak, Sadie Durley. And they were all led by a great lady, Miss Roberta Marr. They had a theme song every time you saw the Martin Singers. They opened up my singing. Sing the second verse, Billy. Only a little. Thank you.
about my for all of you, and most of these people that singing is in the spirit realm. I invoke their spirit for healing tonight for you, you, and you. Don't forget all this week about spirit. Call a friend and call a neighbor.
Soul bow down.
Yeah. is your brain.
He will see you safely too.
Words gives just 10 minutes a day.
You understand that? Chicago Mass Choir.
Thank you.
by faith. Can turn around. Come this far by faith. And when you go by faith, things are going to work quicker. Inez Andrew. And these are the Barrett sisters, sung all over the world. And tonight we're reaching out. The anniversary. God bless you tonight. Every love, every telephone call. If you got a need, you plant a seed. Go to and go to Cash Out. Send your donation. And say, this is the seed for what I want.
Care to mental health and more. You get the quality care you need in your community, all at an affordable price. Learn more at AetnaCVSHealth.com.
You. What I'm coming from, children.
Amazing journey.